The Death of the Hat, a poem by Billy Collins. Once every man wore a hat. In the ashen newsreels, the avenues of cities are broad rivers flowing with hats. The ballpark swelled with thousands of straw hats, brims and bands, rows of men smoking and cheering in shirt sleeves. Hats were the law. They went without saying. You noticed a man without a hat in a crowd. You bought them from Adams or Dobbs, who branded your initials in gold on the inside band. Trolleys crisscrossed the city. Steamships sailed in and out of the harbor. Men with hats gathered on the docks. There was a person to block your hat and a hat check girl to mind it while you drank or ate a steak with peas and a baked potato. In your office stood a hat rack. The day war was declared, everyone in the street was wearing a hat. And they were wearing hats when a ship loaded with men sank in the ICC. My father wore one to work every day and returned home, carrying the evening paper, the winter chill radiating from his overcoat. But today, we go bareheaded into the winter streets, stand hatless on frozen platforms. Today, the mailboxes on the roadside and the spruce trees behind the house wear cold hats of snow. And now my father, after a life of work, wears a hat of earth. And on top of that, a lighter one of cloud and sky, a hat of wind.